the investigation is now in the hands of the National Transportation Safety Board and being managed by the Alaska State Troopers. Trooper spokeswoman Megan Peters says,
once the wreckage is recovered, the NTSB is going to be doing its investigation into what caused the incident.
On Sunday, a local diver from Sandpoint recovered the remains of a man and a woman from inside the submerged aircraft. Peters says,
everyone's pretty sure we know exactly who these two people are. However, there is going to be an autopsy scheduled and a proper ID scheduled through the state medical examiner's office.
Peters explains that right now the NTSB has to do its portion of the investigation
into what the exact cause of the crash was, and then once we get it from them, we just review it to make sure that there's no criminal implications involved with it.
The Alaska State Troopers are right now talking to people who found the wreckage, to the people who owned the downed aircraft, and compiling all the data to go into a final report. Kels Hetherington in Sandpoint.